Kriak Thorn is the Jiao community leader in Ruweng administrative area. He says residents want the 40% share of revenue collected from soil from the area used for construction of roads. He says Jipok, an oil company, buys maram from the community for constructing roads. Maram is a type of red gravelly soil that is used to build roads and make bricks in East Africa and other parts of the world. Thorn alleges the chief administrator diverted revenue into his personal accounts.
We have a case with the government of Ruweng's chief administrator, Advocate Chiapming Luak, does not want to give us our 40% of maram, which is share of the community in Jiao County. Government of Ruweng has 60% and the community has 40%. He does not want to give us our 40% as the community. Almost $2 million he has deposited into his account and sent it to his own businesses.
After the conflict in 2016, South Sudan adopted 32 states. Ruweng became a state, but in 2020, the government returned to 10 states and merged Pariang and Abiam Nom counties and called them Ruweng Administrative Area. The Ruweng government agreed to sell maram to Jipok in Jiao County, allotting 40% of the revenue to the community, while the government takes 60%. Young men and women from Pariang, the capital of Ruweng administrative area, protested against what they called corruption and poor leadership of the Ruweng chief administrator, Tiop Moinluak, on December 9, 2024. Moinkwer Gum, resident of Ruweng, says there is insecurity since the current chief administrator was appointed.
People do not want to protest, but the government of Ruweng does not go well with the community because the security is not stable. Secondly, you understand that nepotism is common in South Sudan. The former administrator was Wiao Malek Diran, and the current chief administrator is his uncle. The community has not been happy with this.
Simon Chol Mialeth, Ruweng Administrative Areas Minister for Information, says the protest over the maram sale is politically motivated to paint a bad picture of chief administrator.
For the case of the maram, of course, there's a case in the court between the government and the Jiao community. This case went to the court simply because it was also politically motivated. The government accepted to pay. And of course, this wasn't the current government. It was inherited from the former government.
The information minister dismisses claims of insecurity in the area. He says the existing issues relate to cattle rustling and can be contained. Ruweng administrative area is one of the oil-producing areas in South Sudan. However, the people of Ruweng say they do not have clean water and health issues related to oil pollution are prevalent. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Court, reporting from the Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.